The additional assistance measures will include transport assistance, $20,000 per producer. It will include emergency water infrastructure grants of $30,000 per producer, and we understand that the Commonwealth will be matching those grants. It's been indicated to us. Also, there will be the waiver of state fees and charges, such as Western Lands fees, such as the Wild Dog Destruction Board fees, and local land services rates for the areas that are being declared today. So this is going to be terrific news for many people on the land, and particularly the transport subsidies for stock and fodder will be greeted most enthusiastically, I'm sure, by many. I've met with many landowners and transport operators as part of my drought tour over the last few days, and it's been reinforced to me time and time again how important this measure is going to be for those people that are impacted by having to transport both stock and fodder. So very, very pleased that overnight the government has approved these measures. Wasn't able to make the announcement yesterday, it had not been approved, but very pleased to be able to, jointly with the Deputy Premier, Andrew Stoner, be able to make this very important announcement today.
Why has it taken so long? RAC went to the Pilliga 9 weeks ago.
RAC put its report through to the government last Monday. The drought coordinator, Tim Johnson, has also been doing a tour of various areas. They put a report to government last Monday. Submission was put to the government the following day, and the government has to analyse obviously the request very carefully. When it comes to expending taxpayer dollars, there has to be total transparency and accountability. Now, as a minister, as a regional minister, and as somebody that's of a farming background, we need to make sure that we are totally accountable for the recommendations that we put through to farming communities. We've got the independent report from the Regional Assistance Advisory Committee, which indicates that these programs are appropriate for these particular shire areas. The homework has been done, the report's been put through, and the taxpayer can go forward with certainty that this was a recommendation from an independent authority, not just the minister pointing to an area and saying, that's drought declared, make some handouts please. There has to be total accountability when it comes to expending taxpayer funds. That does take a little time. I know that that causes frustration for people who are demanding that the government provide assistance immediately, but we'll always need to have probity and we'll always need to have accountability when it comes to expending taxpayer funds.
So you acknowledge that it did take 2 months for that committee to get back to you and respond to Pilliga farmers' concerns?
Well, there are 20 shires that are actually going to benefit from today's announcement, and Pilliga is certainly one of those. Unincorporated areas had two assessments done. There has been later assessments of the Tamworth and Gunnedah regions, so it has been a work in process. But I'm very pleased to be able to announce that these very important measures will be backdated to the 1st of January this year. So we know, we recognise and we've heard very clearly that people have been carting for that period of time. Late last year, early this year is what the request was from a lot of producers to backdate this valuable assistance for. That's what we're doing, and it will be through to the end of this financial year, and then we will be introducing new budgetary measures as part of the new budget for the new financial year. So this package is from the 1st of January this year to the end of the financial year.
You announced almost $8 million for three local government areas, and you now added 17 local government areas and only upped it to 14.5. Do you honestly think the money will go far enough?
Okay, so the reason for that is that the Bourke, Warren and Walgett areas were backdated to the 1st of July last year because they were the first well and truly in drought. And people that have been to Bourke, Warren or Walgett or Lightning Ridge, that sort of area, will be left in no doubt as to the severity of the drought that's impacted there. This is, of course, an extension of the Queensland drought that moved south, and that area, the northwest, was very heavily impacted very early in the piece. The drought over the past few months has been spreading its tentacles into many parts of New South Wales. The assessments have been done now for the 20 shires that have been announced as part of this very valuable package today. But the difference in funding is because that northwest region was backdated further, and the measures will conclude on the 1st of on the 30th of June this year.
So when can
enough to help these farmers?
Look, these are the measures that I'm announcing today for the additional local government areas are similar to those that were announced for the Northwest. That was met very enthusiastically. Of course, we do have other ongoing assistance available on an ongoing basis, such as the Farm Innovation Fund, plus animal welfare, transport ability done on a case-by-case basis. So this is not the beginning and the end of everything that the New South Wales government is doing for drought assistance. But it is a new announcement today in relation to the transport subsidies, in relation to the water infrastructure, the emergency water infrastructure grants, and the waiving of those state government fees and charges. And I think that they'll be met very enthusiastically by a lot of people today.
What role did your local state members, we've got Adam Marshall on one side, Kevin Anderson the other, at this press conference, what role did they play?
Look, can I speak just only too highly of both Adam Marshall and Kevin Anderson? Additionally, can I also mention Kevin Humphreys, who's been a very strong proponent, John Williams in the West as well. These members of Parliament that are here in your part of the world are absolutely exceptional. They have been relaying to me literally daily the impact that's being felt by their local communities in relation to the very unseasonal conditions that we're facing here in this part of the world, the drought conditions that we're facing. And they, I know, have also been in the ear of many other government ministers and government members. They've raised it on a regular basis, and I want to compliment them for that.
When did they start raising that?
It's been several weeks. I'd need to probably.
So it's only been weeks. Why don't you think they were on the case last year when things were looking bad?
I don't know. I wouldn't say that at all. I wouldn't say that it's only been weeks. I mean, we came to the party with the Northwest late last year, but there have been other processes in place as well. We talk about a variety of things on a regular basis, and Kevin and Adam have left no stone unturned to make sure that we were very conscious of the severity of the feeling in this part of the world. In relation to the drought conditions, the unseasonal conditions, the Regional Assistance Advisory Committee had to do its homework. The drought coordinator, Tim Johnson, has done a depth of work also. We have seasonal conditions reports which are developed by the local land services area. So we had to make sure that the government had as much homework done as possible in written form in order to make the submission to the greater government to get the assistance that we need. It's great news that this is here today. Look, the old model of exceptional circumstances was abolished by the former Labor government some time ago. And under the old EC conditions, of course, you had to literally wait until there was not a blade of grass left on the ground, not a drop of water left in your dams, and things were so dire that you could call the conditions nothing but drought before EC would even apply. So under the new seasonal conditions report, we're getting an up-to-date regular assessment on a monthly basis of what people are experiencing right across New South Wales, thanks to the local land services team. They put that information through to the Regional Assistance Advisory Committee, which then makes the recommendations for the programs for various parts of the state. We're following that process. Very pleased to be able to make this announcement today, and I think it will come as a great relief to many who have been calling for this for some time.